Hello, and welcome to your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I'm your happy host, Liz Garcia, and founder of Trumpeter of Truth Radio and TrumpeterofTruthTV.com. I created this podcast and videocast to help you raise your level of consciousness, learn how to be happy and love yourself, and you do this by learning how to let go of lower level emotions and lower levels of consciousness. And today I have a really interesting topic that I promised I would touch on in last week's episode, so we're going to hit it today. But before we do, I want to ask you a question. And I want you to pay attention to what comes to mind first. So here it goes. How would you describe your view of God? Now, I want you to think about what first came to mind. Now, what came to mind second? Did something else come to mind after you realized what your view of God was? Did another point of view come up? So today's topic is, how do you perceive God? What's your view of God? And it's really interesting to pay attention to what you feel God is, or how you would describe God if you even believe in God, as it relates to levels of consciousness. And when I first kind of came across this God view concept and levels of consciousness, the first thing that came to mind for me was that God was punishing. That was my first reaction. But then I'm like, I don't believe that. So what I feel was going on is like the unconscious in me has this punishing view of God, and the understanding and conscious part of me has a different view of God. So we're going to talk about your view of God today. And if you have a real low level view of God, I'm going to help put into context the truth of God as it relates to consciousness, and it's been calibrated. God can actually be calibrated in levels of consciousness, and God is actually infinitely loving and creative and powerful, which you may not really feel. And if you're feeling differently, we're going to pinpoint what level of consciousness that you're operating at as relates to how you perceive God. So that's the fun topic today. And please don't disparage yourself if it's really negatively oriented, like mine. Punishing is not a very healthy view of God. And you don't want to invite or magnetize that point of view into your life. Well, let me tell you. So before we get started, every week I do a couple of things. And since my mission is to help you with how to be happy, I like to share Dr. Hawkins' book of slides. And this is for those of you who are watching, I'm showing the book for you listeners who can't see it. It's called The Book of Slides. And it's the complete collection presented at Dr. Hawkins' 2002 to 2011 lectures with clarifications. And part of this book, he shares 101 ways to happiness. And I feel like, you know, if I'm all about helping you remove the inner blocks to happiness, I'd like to share Dr. Hawkins' 101 tips for being happy. So today's 101 ways to happiness is tip number 8. And I'll have to read from the book because it's a little challenging to fully understand. So the question at 101 Ways to Happiness number 8 is it the child, the adult, or parent that wants? And let me read what they have to say about that. So within ourself, we have unconsciously the child, the adult, and the parent. So who is it that is happy or unhappy? Sometimes if you become the child, the parent in you will get angry and become guilty. So is it the child, the adult, or the parent in you that wants? The parent is your conscience. The adult is your performance. And your inner child is the one that is curious and wants. And last week we spoke about joie de vivre. And part of joie de vivre is that the inner child is still there. And joie de vivre is like, you're happy regardless. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You can accept it and you're going to be happy regardless of circumstances. So part of joie de vivre is that the inner child is still there. Why are you happy and skipping? Part of happiness is that your child is still active. Your adult is well integrated and you have a loving parent. That your conscience is not brutal and negative, that you have total inner acceptance of yourself. This is happiness. It's balanced in your with your inner child and your parent and your adult. They're all balanced and integrated. So this is just a, you know, Dr. Hawkins was an esteemed psychiatrist for 50 years. So he has a very extensive understanding of the inner child, the adult, and the parent that exists within all of us. So that's number 8 in the 101 ways to happiness. And also what I like to share every week is your weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. So this week, let me take a look at what we're sharing this week. I got to look at my little chart. I want you to think about which of the following do you think is of highest consciousness? So the first is the statement, what is held in mind tends to manifest, or the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous and any 12-step program, or the golden rule. And the golden rule is do unto others as you would have others do unto you. So that's the quiz of the week. Which of those three is of the highest consciousness? The statement, what is held in mind tends to manifest, the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, or the golden rule. So now we're going to get on to our topic. And this week's topic is understanding the map of consciousness, which was originally presented in Dr. Hawkins' Power versus Force book. This is really his most renowned book on his research into consciousness calibrations and calibrating tons of stuff in consciousness and created what is now known as the map of consciousness. And Dr. Hawkins' research has found that when people are exposed to the map of consciousness, you can't help but raise your level of consciousness because everything is now put into context. Now you have a map as to where true happiness, true love, true power exists. And a map of the lower levels of consciousness, which is just, you know, it's showing you that there's no power, it's downward pulling and destructive, the lower levels of consciousness, which all are just a part of life. But an interesting part of the map is that he has something at each level of consciousness that's called your God view. And it's really telling you, like, what is the perception of somebody at this level of consciousness, as an example. So there's, I've spoken about the lower levels of consciousness in another episode, which was earlier, because I really wanted to lay the foundation for everything for you, as well as one of higher consciousness. So I'm going to just show you, for those of you that are watching, in the book of slides, there's a map of consciousness map. And on this table, there are 6 columns for each level. One of the columns is just describing the level. Another column is the logarithmic calibration of that level. Another column is the emotion going on at that level, the process going on at that level, the self view, which we'll do another video on self view, because that's a good one too, to understand how you perceive yourself and what level of consciousness you're operating at as you perceive yourself. And the one that we're talking about today is God view. Like, how do you perceive God? Does God even exist? So we're going to go up each level. And by the way, it does calibrate it true at an infinite level. It's not even measurable. God, creator, exists. Divinity exists. And the measurement of it is you can't even grasp the power and the enormity of the existence of God. You can't even, it's not measurable or can't be held in human consciousness, the significance of that. And I'm going to share just a quickie story. When you enter levels of consciousness that are like 500 and above, at the level of 500, which is love, which is a non-linear domain, and it's above the level of the mind, there's a process going on called revelation. And I didn't really recognize this when I was looking at the map, but at higher levels, I've experienced what I can only describe as a revelation, as opposed to like an intuitive hit or what's some other things of? I can't remember them right now. Other ways of perceiving, some of them are like knowingness, which is a really strong and powerful thing, just to know something. Some of them are epiphanies. Like I've had an epiphany in my life that I was going to buy a restaurant. And I had this when I was interviewing for a job at this restaurant. The epiphany came like, oh my God, I'm going to own this someday. And I kind of just dismissed it. Or, you know, premonitions. They're all different levels of knowingness. And at the level of love is revelation. And I've had revelations. And I knew they were revelations because of the enormity of the experience and the understanding. And I experienced a revelation of the power within all of us. And it was so huge, I couldn't contain it in my own awareness. And it was almost frightening how powerful we are, which I don't want to, you know, we don't need to go down the frightening, but the power is enormous. So that was just a revelation I had. And at that level, when you have revelations, you don't really question it. You don't really, it's a non-issue whether someone believes you or not, because you have to be at the level to have received it, experienced it. And it's not really that important whether someone, that I even share it, to be honest. It's like, I can barely comprehend the message in it, never mind how to share it. So we're going to talk about God view. And we're going to start at the lower end of the map. So if I come across a word that sounds like how you perceive God when right away, what was that first feeling of your perception of God? I'm kind of guessing that this is coming from the unconscious, your own unconscious. And then what came after that might be a better indicator of your level of consciousness on how you perceive God. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that you're operating at this level of consciousness all the time, although it could, but it's an indicator as to how you perceive God, which is, it's kind of a good idea to put into context the truth about the presence of God and divinity versus what you're perceiving. What you're perceiving is just a compilation of your life's experiences. And now you're deciding how you're going to perceive this particular topic. It doesn't mean that it's true. And at the lower levels of consciousness, it isn't true. That's just what your experience is. So we're going to start at the level of shame, which is 20 on the map of consciousness. You perceive God as despising at this level, which is really untrue. God is not despising. It's just your own feeling of yourself kind of projecting how you feel onto God is my guess. This is my feeling on it. It looks like every level is simply a projection of how you're feeling about yourself. You project it onto God, seemingly. I don't know. I haven't tested that statement is true. This is just my feeling on the subject. At the level of guilt, that's the next level of consciousness at 30 on the map of consciousness, you feel that God is vindictive, which is kind of funny that we would have a vindictive God. That doesn't, that like totally makes no sense, but at that level, and you're feeling guilty, you can't help but feel like God's going to be vindictive because you feel guilty. God's going to get you. God's going to punish you. And that's kind of, some of the stuff I was feeling, which if you look at some of the lower levels of consciousness stuff that many religions use to keep control over you, it's no wonder that you would have these perceptions. It's a kind of a long-lived perception across the ages, because we're an evolving planet. We don't know any better. So we start living in these lower levels of consciousness about God. Okay, next up is the level of apathy and hatred is 50 on the map of consciousness. And you feel like God is condemning. Again, that's how you are kind of projecting how you feel about yourself. The energy of how you perceive yourself could be mixed up on how you look at God. It's not true. It's just your experience of it. Next up on the map of consciousness is grief. And the God view is uncaring. Then we go to fear. If you're operating from a level of fear, which is 100 on the map of consciousness, your God view is punitive. And this is what came to me originally, that God is punishing. And I've had the experience, I've been brought into my awareness, the experience of what it feels like for God to be punishing. I don't recommend it at all. I recommend acknowledging the truth of the matter. It's just, it's only your perception that God is punishing. God is not punishing. And you might want to let go of that, which is what I'm here to help you guys, help everyone do, is learn how to let go of these lower level beliefs and feelings, because they are not true at higher levels of understanding. It's just your experience. Okay. Next up is the level of desire, which is 125 on the map of consciousness. Anything under 200 is a lower level of consciousness. It's a downward pulling, negatively oriented attractor field, and it holds no truth. And we'll have another episode about what do you mean by holds no truth, right? It's not that it's false, it's just that it doesn't hold truth. So we'll have an episode about what that means. But there's no truth at the level of desire, and you perceive God as denying. Because the level of desire is a craving. You want, you want, you want. You're not getting what you want. You're disappointed. So if you're continually disappointed, you perceive God as denying you what you want. You're not going to get what you want. And you will perceive God in that way because you think God's running the show, which, you know, God kind of is to an extent. But it's your attractor field and your attention to this level, and not knowing any better, that you're perceiving God as denying. All right, I have a sip of water, hold tight. Next, on the lower levels of consciousness, is the level of anger. Anger calibrates at 150 on the map. The perception of God there is vengeful, which is harsh. You don't really want to be messing or attracting a vengeful God, that's for sure. Next up is the level of pride, which is 175. Again, it's no wonder that pride goeth before the fall. It is the fall. It's the downward energetic pull. The level of pride is the doorway between courage and pride. It's the start of the downward pull. So it's kind of interesting that that statement, pride goeth before the fall, is an indication of a lower level of consciousness and entering the lower realms. So at the level of pride, your perception of God is indifferent. And now you're stepping into courage, which is the level of 200. 200 is the doorway to upward pulling, inspiring, positive aspect-oriented attractor fields. That's all they are. They're impersonal attractor fields. You can choose to put your attention on one or the other, and you will attract that into your life, is essentially what this is saying. So it's a level of courage, which we talked about, I think last week we spoke about courage. Yeah, we spoke about courage last week, yeah. So courage, on the level of courage, God is permitting. So it's really a reflection of the energy field of how you perceive yourself and kind of projecting it onto God. You know, the energy is all pretty similar in the emotion, in the process, in the level. So as you go up the map, which is going up in levels of truth and understanding. So the higher you go, the higher level truths are being kind of attracted to you. You're having greater understandings as you go up in your own level of consciousness. At the level of 250, that's a level of neutrality, and your God view is enabling. Next up is willingness at 310 on the map. At the level of willingness, your God view is inspiring. So maybe I'm getting onto some levels here that may have been your second thought about God view. Next up is acceptance at 350. Your God view is merciful. And I know there's a lot of religions that believe in a merciful God, which is a good thing. It's positive aspect oriented. And it's true. God is merciful. God is inspiring. God is enabling. God is permitting. Those levels are all true. At the level of reason, which is 400, God is wise. At the level of 500, which is love, God is loving. And I think, you know, having understood the map and kind of re-looked at the map in my understanding and accepting that my unconscious point of view of God was punishing, I'm like, I gotta let that one go and use the mind and the understanding to know that God is loving, truly. That's the higher truth. It's an even higher truth than God being wise, merciful, inspiring, enabling, permitting. It's a higher truth to understand that God is loving. When you get up into 540 on the map, which is the level of inner joy, experiencing inner joy, God is one. You have the awareness that God is one. And one within you. You know, and when you jump up to 600, which is the first level of enlightenment, which is the level of peace, your God view is all being. You start to have this awareness that God is within every one of us. God is looking through the eyes of, you look in the mirror, and it's God looking back at you. And I've shared that I've had this experience with someone where it was fleeting, but I was looking at someone, talking to them, and I experienced them coming from me. I experienced me within them. It was a oneness type of experience. It was a little unsettling because I didn't have the understanding of it. And then when you get up into the enlightenment levels, which is 700 to 1,000, the God view is self. You are aware that you are God, and God is expressing within you, and you have this awareness that you and God are the same thing. And I love my little term, God-godding. We're all God-godding, basically, you know? So I'm hoping that if you found yourself in lower levels of consciousness about your God view, it's okay. The mass consciousness of the planet is pretty negatively oriented, and you can't help but have that perception. You're in a sea of consciousness that's pretty negatively oriented. The level of consciousness of the planet is 207, and it only jumped above 200 in, I think it was 1986. So 85% of the planet is operating at 200 and below. Which I don't want you to despair over that. It just is what it is. It's okay. It's where we're at. It's be willing to accept we're a primitive planet on the evolutionary scale. The United States, on the other hand, is 50% of the United States calibrates above 200. So that's encouraging that we're of a higher level of consciousness. Other countries in the world operate from higher levels of consciousness as well, and thank God for that. So I invite you to accept that even though you may be viewing God negatively, that it is not true that God is negatively oriented at all. It's just your perception from that's created from your own life experiences, beliefs, and suppressed and buried emotions and stuff that's going on within you that creates this perception. So I've created the, and you can change your perception by learning to let go of negative emotions and negative beliefs and coming to the understanding, why do I even have this belief? Like, what created this belief that's now creating these negative emotions that are coming out from within me? So bottom line, it's a good know that God is positive aspect oriented, loving, supportive, wise, merciful beyond measure, wise beyond measure, inspiring, enabling, all of the above. And it's really interesting to know that God's will calibrates at 850 on the map of consciousness, which, trust me, is huge. God's will is enormous, enormously positive aspect oriented and loving. And, you know, when you hear the phrase surrender to God's will, I used to be like, you know, I didn't trust God because I felt God was punishing, right? So you don't trust God if you have this negative orientation. And now with this understanding, I'm like, it's silly not to trust God, and to surrender to God's will is far superior than your own, likely, because most of us are not even close to operating at 850 on the map of consciousness, that's for sure. So it takes some getting used to even allow yourself just to surrender to what would be called God's will, because you might think it's kind of some type of religious thing, and it isn't necessarily, but know that God's will is far superior than your own, likely. All right, so that's it on God view today. You know, a little exercise this week and an affirmation about God's view, especially if you have got a lower level of consciousness on your view of God, would be, the affirmation would be something like, I'm willing to accept that God is loving, wise, and inspiring. And I'm willing to release my need to think that God is negatively oriented. So that's the affirmation. I'm willing to accept that God is loving and all-powerful in a positive way. And I'm willing to release the need to think that God is punishing or negatively oriented and untrustworthy at all. That's the affirmation. Using understanding in that affirmation is a good idea too, because understanding is of a higher level. Understanding is a process and emotion at the 400 level. And like I've said before, I like to use powerful levels of consciousness in the affirmations. So another affirmation using understanding is simply to say, I understand God is loving and all-powerful, compassionate, loving and all-powerful. I understand that. And I'm willing to release my lower level understandings and thank God for the alignment with that truth. Okay. So that's our affirmation for the week. That's something you can work towards. And choose a level of consciousness that you want to align with in regards to God. Do one that you're comfortable with. Do you want it to be what feels good? Here's the higher level ones. God is permitting. God is enabling. God is inspiring. God is merciful. God is wise. God is loving. God is one. God is all being. God is self. Choose one that feels good for you right now and align with that level for yourself. It's going to feel a lot better when you do. All right. We're going to answer this week's weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. So let me repeat it. And let me find my little spreadsheet with all that good stuff on it. Okay. So first up is the statement, what is held in mind tends to manifest. What level of truth does that calibrate at? And it does calibrate as true. It's not false, it's true. The 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, that was the other one. Does that, what's the level of consciousness of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous? And finally, the golden rule. The golden rule is do unto others as you would have others do unto you. What does that calibrate at? So the one that's at the lowest level of consciousness, and by the way, none of these are low levels at all. They're all very high levels, but there is one that they're all lower. They all have a different calibration. So the golden rule calibrates at 405 on the map of consciousness, which is the level of the mind. The mind starts at 400. It's a super high level of consciousness. And to apply the golden rule to your life makes sense, right? It's a rational and reasonable statement. That's what that level is saying. So do unto others as you would have others do unto you. So that calibrates at 405 on the map of consciousness. The second one is what is held in mind tends to manifest. This is really, listen up to this one, you guys. If you hold something in mind, doesn't matter if it's positive or negatively oriented, if you're holding it in mind, it tends to manifest, calibrates it true at 505 on the map of consciousness. 505 is a level of love. And love does not really discern or discriminate or judge what you're holding in mind. So this is like asking it is given. Whatever you're asking for, by holding it in mind, you will tend to manifest whether you want it or not. That's kind of what this is saying. God does not judge or punish you for making choices. And if you choose to keep in mind something that's positive aspect oriented, you're likely to manifest it. Same with the opposite. If you're holding something negatively oriented mind, the mind is super powerful. In the 400s, the mind is powerful. So you're likely to manifest whatever you're holding in mind. So be careful what you wish for. That's what that statement is talking about. You're super powerful at 505. So be careful what you wish for. Lastly, 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is a super healer at 540 on the map of consciousness. And in fact, Dr. Hawkins has spoken about what it takes, where does true healing happen? And it happens at the level of 540. And like a miraculous healer calibrates at 540 on the map of consciousness. So if you're serious about letting go of negativity, and I've always likened victimhood, which is everything less than 200 on the map of consciousness is some form of victimhood in one form or another. It's all victimhood. And this is not a judgment because all of us have victimhood stuff running. It's part of our evolution of consciousness. We all have got it running. But if you're tired of, you know, those levels, you're tired of being angry and bitter and resentful and fearful or whatever it is that you're feeling, I recommend Googling 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous and reading it because it's a superpower. And it's no wonder that when people stop going to the group, they fall off the shelf. You can't maintain that level of consciousness on your own. It's a superpower, and only 0.4% of the world calibrates that high. So you've got to learn to let go of those inner blocks to that. And 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous requires you to step into significant integrity and responsibility in your life. So that's your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I hope you found that helpful. And really the point here is to help put into context where true power is and how you can align with it. If you want to continue to deny that lower levels are running within you, you're not going to get out of where you want to be. You've got to make changes. You got to put a stake in the ground and say, okay, I'm ready to turn my compass towards something better. And I can assure you, inner joy at 540 is huge and worthwhile. You can't jump there, though. You got to remove some blocks first in order to get there. So if you found this helpful, this weekly dose of higher consciousness helpful? Please comment below or ask questions. Give me some more, you know, fodder for my weekly dose of higher consciousness. If you like to follow on podcasts, subscribe to trumpeteroftruthradio.com, or you can watch me on YouTube at trumpeteroftruthtv.com. And next week, next week we're going to talk about the quote, how to be the change you want to see in the world. What the heck does that mean? Guess what? It's been calibrated as to its levels of consciousness, sort of, but we're going to talk about how to be the change you wish to see in the world. Okay, that's a wrap, you guys. And just so you know, love is the truth. That's where true power really exists. See you next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.